welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your honest voice of reason when business starts to feel a bit messy. Each week, I help you get unstuck from whatever's holding you back, whether that's overwhelm, overthinking, or offers that just don't quite work, so you can build a business that actually works for you. Here's this week's episode. Feeling bored in your business does not mean you need to burn it all to the ground or you need to start from scratch. In fact, boredom can be a sign that you're craving something more. You're craving more creativity or variety or challenge or something. And that's what I'm going to be talking about in this episode of the Unstuck podcast. So welcome. I'm Libby Langley. Very nice to see you here. And I just want to talk a bit about boredom because I'm someone who is equally never bored and also always bored. So I don't know how that works out, really. I kind of am never bored because there's always, well, I mean, even if I think, oh, goodness, I don't know what to do, I will find myself some little side quest or be amused by something or who knows what, right? There's something, always something going on in my head that will keep me going. And on the other side of that, I'm also someone who really loves routine, who craves a kind of constant and consistency, but wants newness and excitement. So, if you're the same, then you are in the right place. And I think that's because I'm autistic ADHD, right? So the autism side likes nothing better than boredom of consistency, routine, sameness, you know, all of that when it comes to food, when it comes to how my day runs, all those things. You know, that's kind of important for me to just remain regulated because I'm ADHD too. Oh, let's have some impulsivity and a load of chaos and side quests. And, oh, are we going to buy a flat in Manchester today? Whatever. Or we find ourselves, oh, I don't know, my husband and I do this so well. We find ourselves, right, let's go to B&Q and get that thing. Oh, now then we could just nip in there and, what do you think about changing all of this? And, you know, oh, well, should we just go look at cars? And it's like, what are we doing? So, you know, that's an aside. But this kind of boredom thing that can creep in is often a kind of sign that things aren't kind of right with you. And that does not mean that things are not right with your business. It's that perhaps you need to go and do something else less boring instead. You know, why don't you go out and do something less boring instead? Of an age, you will recognise that. And that's true, really. And I know when we were kids, you know, it was always, oh, you know, only boring people are bored. Who says that? It's like, only boring people are bored. Or, yeah, go out and do something. Go out and do something and stop moping about being bored then. It's funny. I think with kids, boredom is different. I don't know. I don't really remember ever being bored, like I say, because I've always been able to entertain myself or start making stuff or who knows what, read a book or, oh, that was actually, that is something. Why don't you go and read a book was what I was always told as a child. And it's like, oh, but you know, I mean, and I love reading, but you know, if you're not in the mood, reading a book's like really hard to do. So I was never really allowed to watch that much telly, which is perhaps why I really like watching telly now. So anyway, I don't know. That's my childhood trauma dealt with. So what do you do when you feel bored by your business? And what does feeling bored by your business kind of actually look like? For me, there is something incredibly boring, like mind-numbingly, soullessly boring about passive income. And passive is never 100% passive, you know, all of that. I did an episode about passive income a while ago, so go back and listen to that if you want to go on that particular side quest. But, you know, I don't like that hands-off way of doing things. To me, boring, because what I like and what keeps me amused and entertained in my business is the interactions I have with my clients. So my Unstuck community is kind of largely unscripted. So you come if you want to be in a space where you know you're going to be supported on all things business. And it in that, how that manifests itself is live calls and a WhatsApp group. And so I might, in one of the calls, I run it as a coaching call. So I'll pick a topic that I can support on and we'll talk about. But then everybody brings their thoughts and feelings and emotions and struggles or wins on that topic, right? So I can guide it because I've chosen the topic that's going to be useful and interesting and supporting to the solo business owners in my Unstuck community. What people are going to say, I don't know. I never know. And which is, it keeps me interested. So yes, members of my Unstuck community, I'm doing it for my own amusement as well as to support you. But then the other call is pure and simple, a Q&A, open forum. So bring whatever you need. And I honestly never have a clue what's going to be raised there. We've had, oh crikey, you know, we've had legal issues of which there's limited support because I'm not a legal professional, but there's certainly kind of mindset support around that. But we've had legal issues, we've had boundaries, we've had client, we've had sales, we've had marketing, you know, questions around all of these things, finances, everything. But I don't know what's going to be brought to the call. And I deliberately keep it like that because I really enjoy that. I really like it when someone comes to me with a problem that I'm not expecting because I am a problem solver. And I'm like, right, here we go. And I know that my ability to be able to turn things around for people is partly because of my neurodivergent brain and the way it works and the 450 things that it draws on at any given time. You know, I'm very grateful for that, really. But it is, my business is set up to counteract any boredom. Now, if I was teaching, which I have done, lots of times, I'm qualified and I've done lots and lots of teaching over the years, tutoring, running workshops and courses, thousands of them over the years. But if it's the same thing over and over again, I mean, I couldn't be a teacher because teaching the same curriculum, you know, very, I know the kids are always different and react in different ways, but it's like, I've talked about, you know, the end of the fall of the Roman Empire for every day, every year for the last 15 years. I don't want to talk about it again because nothing changes with it. My dad's was a classics teacher, so, you know, I can talk about that. But the within business, things change and develop and, you know, adjust. So it's kind of, whilst a lot of the things that we talk about are the same, you know, you would have had the same things that you wanted, mindset, you know, it doesn't change. A lot of the kind of support stuff around there is different. So it keeps me interested, right? And that's a really good and sensible way to set up a business if it keeps you interested. There are some things in my business that I do get bored of. However, they are not the mainstay of the business because the mainstay of the business is the calls with my clients and the WhatsApp group, right? Supporting my clients. That's the mainstay of my business. I don't like creating slides. It bores me to tears. I hate it, but I'll do it if I'm doing a keynote. But they're like, you know, they're more sort of aid memoirs for me and everybody watching. It's boring. I don't want to do it. So I absolutely minimize the amount of time I spend doing that and have to do that. So if I somehow created a business where it was solely relying on speaking and I wanted to do a different talk every time because that would keep me interested and I had to create an entire new slide deck for it, yes, I can outsource that to a VA or to somebody, right? But I'm not interested. I just don't want to do it. And so I don't have a business that focuses on that solely. Do you see? It's just complete. It's a different way of doing things. And often we're told, you know, this is the way to go. This is the sensible way to go. Passive income. Oh, I didn't finish that what I was saying about that. The passive income thing, for me, what keeps me interested in my business is the interaction with people, right? A passive business or selling multiple, you know, an online thing where you just sell multiple versions of the same thing, like a course or something like that. It's fine to start with because you've got to launch it and you get new people in. And then, but then it's like, oh my God, I'm so bored of this. I want to change the entire thing. I want to change the entire course because that gives me something to do other than just talking about this same course all the time. I don't want to do it. It's boring, right? So what happens, boring for me, let's clarify. So what happens is you can break your entire business, right? And, you know, you close it down and you start another one or you write another one in the back end or you make it so complicated and so much stuff in it that people get overwhelmed and then your sales start to fall down and then you wonder what you're doing and it must be you because, oh, you're failing. And do you see? And it's just because you haven't built the business that keeps you interested. Yeah? That's just one of the fundamentals. And interested equals happiness, which probably as well also incomes in. Oh my God, equals more income because you're happier, you're able to talk about it more freely, your joy is infectious, and all of these things. And I'm very aware that my Unstuck community, people join it because of me. I'm very aware of that. And I don't say that to be some kind of crazy egomaniac, but I am a real key facet and factor in that. And if I didn't like it, and didn't enjoy it and it didn't keep me interested, it would be really hard to fake that for long. Yeah? I mean, there's obviously days when, you know, perhaps I'm more tired or I don't feel like it as much or whatever. You know, you're not constantly on your A game, but fundamentally, I love it, right? Genuinely love it and genuinely care about the people in there and want to support them and then look forward to the course and enjoy spending the time with them. And that's a really good business model. But if I didn't, I mean, yeah, I'm not very good at, you know, my face kind of says how I feel most of the time. And so, and I'm not very good at making myself do things that I don't want to do because that's the ADHD. Let's talk about, you know, packing for a holiday. I hate it. And so I'll do it 2 hours before I need to leave or something like that because I hate it. So you can't run a business when it makes you feel like that. And that's not just boredom. That, you know, that goes into sheer hatred as well. But there is a link as well between boredom and burnout, I think, as well. And you can tell the difference between those. So kind of boredom is often an understimulation. You're just not interested in it. And burnout is that you're overstretched. And but the two can quite often manifest in the same way. So if you're feeling, oh, I'm bored of this, are you actually, or do you just need a proper break from it? Do you just need to tweak it and do it differently? Are you burnt out and you need a rest? So think about, you know, think about kind of the way that you feel, because one needs more novelty or more variation and the other one absolutely needs rest there. And knowing which one you're feeling is key to knowing what to do. So there's a bit of self-diagnostics required there. But boredom is kind of a dangerous thing because we panic when things feel dull, right? We assume it's a sign to pivot or quit or overhaul. And it isn't necessarily, because boredom can be, you know, stability and mastery. You can have just been doing the same thing that you're really good at and fundamentally you do enjoy for too long. And so you need to change the way that you deliver it, perhaps. Yeah? Make it shorter, make it longer. Make it higher price, make it lower price, get some different people in. You know, there's lots of different facets to how you can change it, but you might still love the thing that you do. It's the delivery. So I've always loved coaching business owners. I've always loved talking to business owners because whilst I'm, you know, fundamentally quite antisocial, I find people really interesting. And so having these deep, in-depth, really, they really matter conversations with my clients, I've always loved that, right? I've always enjoyed it. But when I've done one-to-one, longer-term one-to-one stuff, and we've had calls every week with this, you know, them and me every week, there isn't that much variety in that because not much changes in a week. And so can become a bit boring, right? And a bit pressured to like, right, well, let's change all of this from them or me. And that's the reason that I stopped doing one-to-one stuff. And some of my one-to-one clients, they're now in my Unstuck community. And the beauty of having the small groups, there's normally 3 to 8 people. So kind of, you know, 5-ish or so per call. But the beauty of having that is everybody has their time to do their, say their bit, you know, do the one stuff. But then someone else in the group will have a perhaps a different perspective or a different experience on the same thing to me. So it keeps the dynamic fluid and it won't be exactly the same people each time. And it adds so much more, so much more support than one-to-one could. And also so much more interesting for me. And I think for everyone else in there too, you know. So it's really important that the way your business is set up works with your brain and how your brain works. So for me, I've got the consistency of Tuesday calls, Thursday calls, WhatsApp group the whole rest of the time. That's the consistency that I like. But in that actual call, chaos and mayhem, who knows? I don't know what, I mean, it never is, but I don't mean that. But I mean that I never know what's going to happen. So it satisfies both sides of what I need. And that's why it works so well. And that's why, you know, 18 months in, it still exists. I don't think I've stuck to anything for that long, like ever. And when you know that, that's a real testament to you having created the thing that you need and kind of got rid of the boredom that may exist with things. So business structure is really important. And boredom can hit us solo business owners so much harder because we are solo, right? We're bumbling about in the spare room or wherever, you know, wherever, dining room table, wherever you work from. And there is no sanity to that. there is no sanity point to that. There is maybe some sanity. Maybe you're not as, doolally as I am. But, you know, you have no team. So there's less variety in your week because someone's not going to come in and say, oh, guess what I saw on TV last night that sparks a conversation. You're doing all the same tasks and there's no one to bounce that kind of energy off. And that's normal, right? In a solo business, that's the choice that you've made. And it's one of the reasons that I implemented fortnightly calls with my VA, because it was someone to talk to and to say, is this right? What do you think? Am I going bananas here? And that's been so, so helpful. So there's, you know, my Unstuck community does that for the people in there. But there's lots of other people that you can kind of create to just say, I don't know about this. Why is this? What is happening here? So there's lots of people that you can have in your team in order to try and kind of stop the rot in your business. And if you're bored, there's a kind of myth that you must hate what you're doing. And that's not true. Like I say, it can be that the business model is just not kind of right for you. It's not the thing, right? It's not the coaching. It's not the accounting. It's not the photography. It's not the thing that you hate. It's the way that you do it. Yeah. So a photographer I know really hates doing weddings because there's a lot of hanging around. There's a lot of formality. There's a lot of like bride mania, bridezilla stuff. And they just don't want to do that. And it's like, okay, so you don't do that. Oh yeah, that's an option. That's an option too. But the other photography stuff, really, really enjoyable, you know, working directly with people on their business branding and all that stuff. Great. You get to make the decision about what you want to do, because it doesn't mean that your mission is wrong. Your purpose is wrong. It's just that you need to tweak what's happening with it and the way it's happening. And actually, interestingly, this podcast, this is episode 150. Oh, let's celebrate that. This is episode 150. I hadn't really registered that. That is coming up for 2-3 years. No, it is 3 years I've been doing this. I'm genuinely stunned by that because I've never had a car for 3 years because I get bored with them and I want a new car. Yeah, I've certainly had relationships that have lasted less time than that. And that's really stunned me. I hadn't kind of registered that. But the reason that I keep doing it is because I really enjoy it. And it comes out every week. So again, there's the consistency that suits there. I know it's coming out every Thursday and I know that it's going to exist and you can tune in every Thursday to a new episode. Doesn't mean that I record it every Thursday, right? You know, but the, you know, it feels kind of exciting because I never quite know what I'm going to say. I have my plan. I have my, you know, I have my kind of notes that I follow, but they are notes, right? Like half a dozen things that I'm going to want to talk about on this theme. But the little anecdotes, I don't necessarily know what they're going to be. And it always, I think that, again, that keeps me interested because I get to talk about things that maybe I've seen that week that when I planned the episode, I didn't know about, or something's happened today, or, oh, I just remember something my mum said to me when I was five, that's going to be relevant here. And that's kind of really interesting. And I know that's about me, but it's my podcast. So yes, it needs to be useful and interesting to you, or you would never listen. And therefore I am literally talking into a void. But it needs to be interesting and entertaining for me to do it. Otherwise, it's going to be really hard to show up and do it. And this does take a considerable amount of energy and effort, particularly now it's video recorded too. It's a different energy for me. And that's why I stopped doing videos for 6 months and just did the audio. I don't know, 18 months ago, I can't remember, a while ago. And but it's got to, you know, it's got to feel right. I was feeling that was too heavy and that was too much of a kind of burden on me. But now I'm back to doing it on video as well. But I really do enjoy it. I think it's kind of fun. And I always think, oh, this one's going to make them laugh. So many of you tell me where you're listening and that you do listen. And so I think about you, that I think about you saying that to me. And it makes a big difference because I'm like, Sally's listening. Shout out to you, Sally. You know who you are. Or somebody I talked to this morning whose name I've forgotten listens every week. That's terrible, isn't it? But, you know, people listen and it makes a difference and, you know, you tune in regularly and it's really cool. And I really like that. And so with your business, the things that you feel like you're bored with or feel like a chore with, change them so that they are fun. And gamify as much as you can, you know, make it interesting for yourself. Take some of the kind of blinkers off, you know, take some of the restrictions off yourself and just do the stuff that feels fun, that feels interesting, that doesn't feel like I've got to do this because this is what a successful business owner does. I mean, who cares? And who defines what a successful business owner is? Whose business is that other than yours to do that, right? So you can add things like themed weeks or to your social media, you know, or do a little mini series about something that you really want to talk about, or try a new offer that runs for 30 days when you normally do it's 6 months, or do one-to-one when you normally do group, or do group when you normally do one-to-one, and see what difference that delivery makes. Because honestly, I am sure most of the time it's the delivery of the thing that you're passionate about that bores you or that is problematic. However, if you are bored of the thing itself, then, you know, we need to have a different conversation about that, right? Because if I didn't like talking about business, I would be a bit of a shit business coach. If I didn't do lots of research and read lots of things or have 14 years experience and many years before that working with businesses in my jobs, you know, if I didn't have all of that, it would be quite hard, I think, for me to be a half decent business coach. And I think I'm a pretty good business coach, right? So, you know, you've got to be interested in the thing. I would also, just as a side, make an exceptional property developer and maybe a vet that only worked with cats or run a very, very good cattery. You know, I have other things that I'm holding in my head that one day I might do alongside this. You know, it doesn't have to be kind of just one thing that you do. And on that, actually, you could create space for some curiosity projects that don't necessarily take a lot of money. I'm not going to retrain as a vet, that only works with cats, just saying. But, you know, curiosity products that don't need to either cost a lot of money to do or need to make any money. You know, go volunteer in something that would really interest you. It's really nice to have the space to be able to do that stuff, because your business is set up to keep you interested, to make the money that you want to bring joy and happiness to your life. And you can also do this other thing too. And I'm not talking about side hustles, that's a whole different thing. Don't think they're a good idea, just broadly speaking. But, you know, this other thing that just is I'm just interested in this, you know. I'm going to go and learn German because that's of interest to me. Do something else that keeps your mind busy and keeps your brain active. And remember that a sustainable business isn't boring. It's freedom. That's the really core thing. Finding the thing that works for you is true freedom, because launching something new, doing something different, inventing something else, going off on your side quest, that all takes time and energy. And that's where burnout comes. And that's where a lack of sales comes, because people are like, what the fuck are you doing now? You know? So for me, it's like, you listen to my podcast, you can read my book, Life in Business, available on Amazon, or you can join my Unstuck community. You know, there's a few other bits that I might speak at your event, or I'll certainly guest on your podcast. But fundamentally, it's like, listen to the podcast, read the book, come join my community. That's it. And I find the simplicity of that stops me getting bored, because there aren't many things to break. And also, I like all of them. Well, the book I wrote ages ago, so I don't have to do anything with that. It's done. But it's to create this business that keeps working, even when you're not firing on all cylinders, right? Keeps you interested, keeps you engaged, and keeps you wanting to do it for at least another year, right? Not forever, because who knows how we're going to feel in forever's time. But yeah, keeps you interested and keeps you happy, which makes the world a brighter place. And I'm so here for that. Thank you very much for joining me today. This has been the Unstuck Podcast, and I am Libby Langley. I'll see you next week. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and reminds them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram @Libby Langley. See you next week.